woke up yesterday morning seeing pictures of Lily Allen being married to her beau in beautiful scenes, and it happened at the Graceland Wedding Chapel. Now, this is the home of the world's first Elvis-themed wedding ceremony.
Yeah, right.
And the guy that did the wedding was Elvis, a.k.a. Brendan Paul. He is the owner. And also Elvis, he's got a big job to do. Yeah. We've actually got him on the phone this morning. Welcome to the show, Brendan / Elvis.
Thank you very much. Well, hello, Australia. How are you guys doing down there?
We're really good, thanks. How's Vegas?
Oh, you know, this whole COVID-19 thing has really taken a dent in our economy. But, you know, we're Vegas, man. People love to come here and celebrate and get married. And so we'll bounce back. It'll just be some time, you know?
Sure.
Now, it must have been pretty exciting for you. Obviously, you see a lot of things happening at your wedding chapel. And I imagine a lot of different people come in the door. But seeing Lily Allen and David Harbour coming in and you being, you know, the guy that made their love official, how did that feel?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, that's the one thing during this time, you kind of see that people just don't give up on love and they say, you know what, we may have to stay home, we can't have big gatherings, but you know what, we're not going to let that stand in the way of us committing our love to each other. And what better way to do it than in front of the king of rock and roll, you know?
Yeah. Now, you know, with celebs, you do a lot of celeb weddings and that kind of thing. So you'd be able to smell like diva behavior from 100 paces. Was there any sort of diva-like behavior from Lily and Dave?
Actually, none at all. And a matter of fact, we did the wedding not knowing who they even were. I asked her where she was from, and she said England. And I said, how did you get into the U.S.? And she said she had to go to Croatia for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I had just been in Croatia last year. So we were talking actually about how beautiful Croatia is, since my grandfather's Croatian. And we were kind of going with that. And then her name, of course, is Lily Cooper on the marriage license. Mm. So afterwards, I said, we were taking the photos. I said, you look like Lily Allen, you know? And then she's like, I am. And I said, after the wedding that we even reckoned, they were just so low-key and mellow about everything.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good to know.
That's so cool.
And then they went to In-N-Out Burger for their, I guess, reception. Did you get an invite? Elvis loves a burger.
No, only the best reception for celebrities. That's the greatest. In-N-Out, you know? And then it was afterwards that our photographer said, you look like that actor. And he said, which one? He didn't even say who he was. And then the photographer goes, the guy from Stranger Things. And he goes, yeah, I get told I look like him. He kind of made a spoof. And he said, we're both celebrity lookalikes. And he just kind of laughed. They were so cool about everything.
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome.
Nice.
Did you?
Very cool.
Yeah.
When the actual ceremony happens, Elvis, do you obviously get up there? Do you do your hip movements? Are you like, do you take, yeah, and do you take, huh? And do you have the guitar there? Obviously, you've seen the guitar in the photos. How does it all work?
Oh, yeah. You know, I do. There's serious vows and there's a lot of humor because, I mean, my God, you're getting married by a guy in a polyester jumpsuit. So you got to have a sense of humor right off the bat, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we do some cool vows where she promises never to step on his blue suede shoes and he promises never to leave her at Heartbreak Hotel and always be her hunka burning love. You know, we just make it real fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, mate, well, you've been doing it for 25 years, so you know a solid relationship when you see one. Can you tell us, do you think it's going to work out, Lily Allen, David Harbour?
I actually do, because she had her daughter. She has two daughters with her, from a previous marriage, I guess, but he was so loving to them. And I just, it touched me before, like I said, before I even knew who they were. I just thought how sweet to see this man. And it said on the marriage license, he had never been married. So here's a man, I'm assuming with no kids, but embracing not just her, but her kids and her whole family, therefore, which is very sweet, you know?
Ah, that's beautiful. We've got to let you go, but just one quick last question, just related to something I saw on Friends, where Phoebe didn't believe that if you get married in Vegas that you're technically married everywhere. Are you technically married everywhere if you get married in Vegas?
Absolutely. A lot of people say that. They call on a Monday and say, we're not sure if this thing was legal. Elvis married us. We say, look, Elvis is ordained. If you're married, it's around the world. It's registered. You know what I mean?
Ah, fantastic.
Oh, Alvis, when we can travel again, we cannot wait to come down. Yep. Maybe we'll bring some Aussies over to get married in Vegas.
Yes!
That'd be awesome. We can check you out. And there's a great little photo of you with Lily and David as well on Instagram that we're going to share. So we can check that out all on our socials. But we love you, Alvis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. We even had Hamish Andy come and I married those guys to each other years ago.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, cool.
Caravan of Courage or something, the Gap Year or something like this. Yeah. They came, they're very, yeah.
Yeah, funny
yeah,
guys.
They're awesome.
Funny guys. They're actually not that famous here in Australia, so people, when you say that, people won't actually probably
no,
know.
No, they're super duper famous, mate. They're much better than us.
All right, we've got to let you go. We've got to let you go, Brendan. You've got Elvis, you've got a huge evening ahead of you of weddings, but thank you so much for your time and your insight today and all the best.
And I'll take you out with a little song. How's that sound?
Oh, beautiful. Yes, please.
Go for it.
You come from a land down under. Women glow and men thunder. Come on, honey, everybody sing it.
Yeah.
Can you hear that thunder? Better run. You better take cover. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so great, Brendan. We really appreciate your time.
Well, we love Australians, and we're looking forward to having you all come back when all this is clear. Just, I encourage everyone, be safe, wear your mask, follow the rules, pay attention to science, and we'll get through this.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best, Elvis.
Clearly a smart man.
Awesome, guys. Let's get rid of Trump. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yes!
Take care. See ya.